After 5 years of drought, all this rain and snow California's received is great for the snowpack and this year's water supply. But as I found out, rainfall at the wrong time is presenting problems for farmers across the region. Les Wright oversees all of Fresno County's crops. He's the agricultural commissioner here.
This is Les.
Often he's meeting with growers and ranchers on their farms, but today he's fielding calls from his Fresno office.
Oh, it's a little wet out there, but everything looking up.
The reason? He says they're busy doing office work because the rain means they can't be in the fields.
Some are welcoming more rain, others aren't. I was talking to one of the major growers out on the west side, and they were trying to mud in their onion seed because it was so wet.
For the most part, Wright says all the rain the region's received is positive, but rain falling at the wrong time can delay planting and harvest. For some crops, really wet weather can increase the risk of mold and mildew. Wright says grains and tree crops like oranges, peaches, and almonds are somewhat okay with the rain, even though heavy drops can knock petals off flowering trees and create uneven fruit growth. He says the real issue comes with crops that are planted yearly.
I noticed on the west side where their tomato transplants are going in, they're really moving fast, trying to get them in, and this will slow them down a couple of days.
I wanted to visit farms across the region to get a sense of how crops are doing with all this rain. But like Wright, the farmers I chatted with were stuck in their offices because of it. Los Banos nut and vegetable farmer Cannon Michael says all this rain has delayed putting tiny tomato plants grown in greenhouses into the ground.
Later on the harvest side, you might get into some trouble with a lot of tomatoes that normally would have been spaced out in the planting are suddenly compressed into the windows between the storms.
He says that can create a problem with all the tomatoes ripening at the same time and inundating processors, meaning some of those veggies won't be canned or turned into sauce. Not too far away in Firebaugh, vegetable grower Joe Del Bosque says the asparagus he's growing likes the rain, but not necessarily cooler temperatures.
You know, middle to high 70s like we've had, it's growing about an inch to a couple of inches a day. When you get weather like this, it slows down to probably less than an inch a day. We have to stop harvesting and let the growth kind of catch up.
He says as a farmer, he appreciates the rain. But when too much falls, it can be a nuisance. He hopes there's no rain in a few weeks when his cherries are ripe. Ripe cherries have thin skin, vulnerable to the elements.
Tenth or 20 hundredths of an inch when the cherries are mature can ruin the crop. We had that last year where we probably lost somewhere on 40 to 60% of our crop because of rain.
Strawberries also don't do too well with rain. Carolyn O'Donnell with the California Strawberry Commission says berry farmers like the rain because they don't have to water plants. Still, she says, heavy precipitation can ruin growing berries.
Once they take the damaged fruit off the plants are still producing, they're blooming, they're still producing more fruit. So a lot of rain doesn't necessarily mean that it ends the season for them.
Like strawberries, mandarins, oranges, and grapefruit are faring pretty well, says Bob Blakely with the trade association California Citrus Mutual. That's because he says they're hardier than thin-skinned fruits and veggies. He says the main problem is that heavy rain makes it too muddy for crews to tend to trees.
1 or 2 days, you know, they may be out of the grove, but they'll still be packing fruit and shipping fruit. Unless we get, you know, a week or so of it all strung together to where, you know, they actually start running out of fruit in the packing house.
He says the main citrus harvest could be delayed about 3 weeks because of rain. For other farmers reliant on water from the Central Valley Project stored in San Luis Reservoir, it's a slightly different story. Gail Holman represents 700 family farms on the west side. She says a month late water allocation announcement made in March of 65% was a blow to her growers.
They only planted on what they thought they would have. And quite honestly, up until early January, we were looking at hopefully maybe a 15% water allocation.
Because of that, Holman says farmers had to guess about how much to plant because of the uncertainty of the allocation and precipitation. Dan Arataberry is one of those farmers. He grows a wide variety of nuts and veggies near the Fresno County community of Riverdale.
When you get a wet winter like this and a delayed allocation, it's hard to plan with water allocations this late. Most of these crops have a timeline certain when they got to be put in the ground. It usually means that I probably grow less of all those.
But at the end of the day, when all this rain stops, these farmers and water managers agree on one thing. They're in a much better place this year than during the previous 5 years of drought, when water was scarce and growing crops was tough. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero. Thunderstorm when the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make.